Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says it is time to move toward a serious settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Heard here through a translator, Mr. Abbas called for an end to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territory and a return to pre-1967 borders.
Is it not now time to create a Palestinian state whose capital would be East Jerusalem to settle the issue of refugees and to put an end to the suffering that has gone on for 6 decades?
The Palestinian leader called on Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to break what he called the cycle of missed opportunities.
Today, there is not the slightest obstacle to promoting the holding of a peace meeting, which will take place shortly, because in particular our brother Arab countries have demonstrated through the Arab Peace Initiative their true readiness to bring about just, lasting, and comprehensive peace.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says a U.S.-sponsored peace conference this November is an important step toward a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians. He is heard through a translator.
We are convinced that this goal could be advanced through holding a representative international conference preceded by a thorough preparation. We consider the U.S. initiative to convene in the coming November a multi-party meeting on the Middle East settlement as an important step in this direction.
On Iran's controversial nuclear activities, Permanent Security Council member China says diplomacy remains the best option for solving that issue peacefully. Foreign Minister Yan Jian Li, heard here through an interpreter, says Beijing opposes nuclear weapons proliferation and supports peace and stability in the Middle East.
No non-proliferation efforts should deviate from the goal of upholding international peace and stability. Countries should honor their due international obligations, and their right to peaceful use of nuclear energy should be fully respected.
On Iraq, all of the leaders called for national dialogue and reconciliation as a means to restoring law and order. Turkey's southeastern region borders northern Iraq, and Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, heard here through a translator, says it is Ankara's highest priority to see the restoration of peace and stability in that country.
Ensuring a dignified place within the international community for a territorially intact, nationally unified and democratic Iraq at peace with itself and its neighbors is at the top of our endeavors to restore stability in our region. In line with our desire to realize this common vision, we continue to diversify our cooperation with the Iraqi government and support the process of political dialogue and national reconciliation in this country.
In Ankara Friday, Turkey and Iraq signed a counterterrorism pact to cooperate against Kurdish rebels of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Turkey had sought an agreement that would allow it to send troops into northern Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region to pursue the separatists in their mountain hideouts, but the accord did not include that key demand. But it did include commitments to crack down on terrorist groups, including stopping their financial and logistical support. World leaders will continue the annual debate at the General Assembly on Monday, when Israel, Syria, Libya, and Burmese leaders are expected to speak. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.